needs a little home improvement.
He obviously doesn't listen. If his home needs it, he's or he's listening and not doing anything about it.
The dirty little secret maybe is he's singing about my home.
Let's see. You know what? Yeah. It is 9:20, so let me get rid of these Coyotes tickets. In our weekly newsletter, we during sports season, KTAR provides us with a number of tickets that we give to our away to our listeners. We had a four-pack of tickets to ASU basketball game that we actually gave out in the newsletter, and we asked the question, what was the creation of Sparky, the mascot?
Mm.
And it was a Disney, somebody that worked for Disney, and the legend is he designed Sparky to look a little bit like Walt Disney, and he was an ASU alumni, so that's how we kind of tied it in. So congratulations to our winner from Thursday. But today you can text in 411-923 if you know the answer to this. And it's in our February home maintenance calendar. You'll find the answer. 2010 was the first year for what at Rosie on the House?
Okay.
2010 was the first year for what at Rosie on the House? You can text in that answer to 411-923. All correct answers. We'll just randomly pull a name out of that. But so while you're looking that up, and these Coyote tickets are for February 15th, and it is a puck drop at – that's a Thursday. It's a puck drop at 7 p.m. So they take on the Montreal Canadiens. Isn't that kind of redundant? Was that be like taking on the Phoenix Arizonans?
Maybe so.
Okay. All right, but now we have Michael, Anthony, Thomas, Susan, and Lee all on the line with great questions. First on the line, Lee, welcome to the program.
Let's get to him.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I had a home inspection done on a property that I'm looking at purchasing.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of hardscape paving around the house.
Okay.
And the inspector noted that on the back patio, it's had pavers over the cement slab.
Okay.
And it's covered up the weep holes for the stucco to breathe. And he noted that. And I also had it around on the front by the front side of the house also, and I was wondering how critical of a issue this is if I move forward.
Okay, the areas that what I'm picturing is the paver has slipped up underneath the weep J-screed of the stucco.
Yeah, there's no gap there, and or some of it looks like it might even just be butted up tight to the stucco of the house where.
Now is
I guess
this
in my picture? In my mind, I'm picturing if it's that way that there's still an air gap there because from it back down to the slab that it was laid over.
Yeah, probably
but is that enough?
I would guess it probably can be, especially if we're looking at these pavers coming up to the J mold underneath a back patio cover or a front yard portico of some kind. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. Well, if you've got roof area over the stucco areas where this application has applied, I have no heartburn over that situation at all. That stucco isn't going to be getting wet unless you stand there with a hose and spray it, and I wouldn't advise that. And they didn't actually caulk those holes closed, and gravity will still continue to take the water that does get in there and take it out. I have no heartburn over that at all, Lee. The inspector took a couple photographs. I'm sure that's included in the inspection. If you want to scan those pages over to me at info@rosieonthehouse.com, I'll take a look at it and see. I'll be happy to do that for you.
I will do that.
Okay, man.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for giving us a call here at Rosie on the House. That clears the line for you if you'd like to get in. In the meantime, we'll get to Susan calling from Glendale. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How's your day today?
I appreciate being good, and I appreciate being on. I was hoping you could kind of settle an argument between my husband and I.
Wait. Jennifer, go to the closet, open the door, get my marriage counseling certificate out. Let's hang that up in here somewhere.
All right, so that sound is our cue to go to bottom of the hour news. So
I'll read
your
up
marriage counseling
counsel.
On.
Yeah. I'll get the manual out here real quick.
Do we need to get the pastor on the line for backup? It's 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation.